Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how conformation may help cows stay in your herd longer. Some recent information that has been put together by Holstein Association gives us some new information about how classification score is related to herd life, as well as how productive animals might be in your herd over time. One of the things that they looked at was lifetime energy-corrected milk production correlation with first lactation final score. Interesting is they divided the animals up into quartiles. 85 to 90 point animals had a much higher energy-corrected lifetime milk production than those that had a lower final score at the end of their first lactation. So when we start thinking about how this figures out in terms of dollars and cents, let's assume that we had $20 hundredweight milk. As you look at gross revenue between cows, those animals that scored higher versus those that scored lower, that's almost $5,763 more gross revenue across their lifetime. If we use classification as a culling reason to remove animals from our herd, we're likely increasing the overall productivity of our animals that are left in the herd. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take another look at classification scores and how that might improve the overall efficiency of their dairy farms.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.